Protests, looting breakout in Minneapolis after police shoot fleeing black man. By Bob Price on April 12, 2021. Violence and looting broke out once again in Minneapolis following the shooting of a black man fleeing police. Local reports indicate widespread unrest as protesters destroyed several stores. Looters in Minneapolis targeted a Walmart and surrounding businesses as protesters took to the streets following the shooting death of 20-year-old Dante Wright on Sunday, the Minneapolis Star Tribune reports. Police say Wright, who had an outstanding warrant, got back into his car as officers attempted to place him in custody. As the suspect attempted to flee, an officer fired into the vehicle. The vehicle traveled several blocks before it crashed into another. A female was also in the vehicle and sustained non-life-threatening injuries. Elijah Schaefer, a journalist with The Blaze, posted on Twitter a message from a woman claiming to be Wright's aunt saying, "Minneapolis can burn the FK down." The aunt of the victim of tonight's police-involved shooting in Minneapolis publicly called for politically motivated violence on it Facebook. "People are acting on her post right now, looting and destroying the city. How is this allowed on social media? Need better moderators pic.twitter.com/j2rdbczfb2. Elijah Schaefer, at Elijah Schaefer, April 12, 2021. Independent journalist Rebecca Brannon tweeted videos showing people vandalizing and looting stores in the Brooklyn Center area. "I need this," one woman is heard saying. Large group of looters has now resumed back at O'Reilly's Auto Store. A female looter says, "I need this. I need this." Hashtag Brooklyn Center pic.twitter.com/YBVFKNME. Rebecca Brannon, at Rebs Brannon, April 12, 2021. "There's a long line of people grabbing food in between looting stores at Taco Bell. Meanwhile, the McDonald's gets broken into across the street." Hashtag Brooklyn Center pic.twitter.com/NGQ71TQ. Rebecca Brannon, at Rebs Brannon, April 12, 2021. "Foot Locker and AT&T store completely looted." Hashtag Brooklyn Center pic.twitter.com/6Clagoon63D. Rebecca Brannon, at Rebs Brannon, April 12, 2021. "Shortly before midnight, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz deployed the National Guard to restore order," the Star Tribune reported. "Looting continued through the night and into Monday morning. About 20 businesses in the Brooklyn Center area were looted. Brooklyn Center mayor issued a curfew valid until Monday morning and closed schools as violence spread into North and South Minneapolis." The police shooting of Wright comes as the George Floyd murder trial proceeds. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Pks and Facebook.